We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas football coach Jason Mason. The Saints take a tough loss on Friday night, 55-22. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, it was a surprising score when I saw it, but then when I talked to you, you have been bit hard by the injury bug, which is unfortunate.
Yep. Yeah, we sure have. I mean, we've lost a couple starters here last night during the game, the first quarter there, so it kind of made us readjust things and you know, obviously get some youth kids in there and some freshmen and whatnot, and just trying to get some more experience. But you know, at the end of the day, we got to execute and be you know, disciplined in our play. But yeah, definitely injury bug has hit us here pretty good. So that's something that we're going to have to revisit here coming Monday and kind of get game plan for BGM next week.
Well, during the game, what was working early on when you had your guys out there?
You know, I don't know. It was definitely a battle up front. You know, we lost a couple of guys in the first quarter there. The line had to readjust the line a little bit, kind of struggled to really get anything going, either in the ground or the air. It seemed like we just couldn't get anything moving at all. Kind of after things started moving that direction. So it was kind of just fighting through that a little bit. But, you know, I'm still proud of the kids. I mean, they, you know, we had a pretty stiff injury there where one of our players there had to leave the field. And, you know, I was pretty proud of how we responded with that. That's a lot of things and a lot of emotions to overcome. Something like that happens.
Well, and obviously, you don't want to, force some of these guys in that maybe aren't ready, but, you know, kind of the next man up mentality, you know, how did you think they all did, even though, you know, they were probably playing against kids or, you know, a lot bigger than they were?
No, they all had the right attitude, right? They understand when their time is called that they need to perform and be their best. So I'm pretty happy with how our younger classmen have you know, showed up and play their hearts out there, especially being, you know, kind of not something maybe not used to varsity level play. But those kids are, you know, we're learning on the fly with that kind of stuff, but definitely they have the effort and the grit to stick it out. And I'm, you know, that's why, you know, I kind of say I'm pretty impressed overall with how we did perform.
What were you trying to diagnose with Moravia? What were they coming in? What were they, you know, did you have your to concern yourself about?
You know, they're pretty just a straightforward, you know, triple option power team. You know, they weren't nothing too flashy. They you know, against Twin Cedars and some other opponents, they showed a little more spread play. I think they're pretty well tight against us. And just, you know, unfortunately with us being low on the front line, you know, obviously that's where their point of attack was, and that's where they were successful with us at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage. So that's kind of where we were just trying to battle at.
Talking to Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach on KNIA KRLS. As you look forward to the next couple of games on your schedule, what are you looking from your team now that you know, you got a couple more weeks with them?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to look forward to. Obviously, you know, this is a good time for kids to get better and develop. Also, too, you know, with our seniors and whatnot, I mean, that's just something that they're going to, you know, the last moments they're going to get on the football field wearing that real white. And so, you know, we're going to make the most of that for them and try to give them, you know, the best experience that we can give them and play for those kids. Because, you know, I know what it's like to have those last few games tick down. It's never fun as far as the emotional standpoint goes. But, well, you know, our goal, I think, overall right now is really to get healthy. That's where we need to get to. That's going to help us a lot. But I think with some of these younger kids, they're going to get some chance to play here over this next week here. I think it's going to be a good experience for them. And hopefully, you know, our upperclassmen that are on the field with them at the same time, pick them up and kind of show them direction of, you know, how to be and be a leader on that field.
You got BGM coming up next week. They're tough enough when you're at full strength, but you know, this is going to be a difficult matchup for you regardless.
Yeah, I got a feeling they're going to be pretty angry here lately since they haven't really had the success like they had in the past. But, you know, What I always tell our players every week, you know, it's basically we got to go out and play the game because you'd be surprised what can happen. Anything can happen on any given day. You know, we definitely still have some firepower yet that we can compete. So that's going to be our focus. We're going to diagnose what BGM does well. You know, I think they're short some receivers this year, so they're just kind of really dependent on that Burns kid quite a bit. But, you know, it's kind of some limited film I've watched with them. But I think, you know, we still have some good things to do yet. I mean, we still have some good skill players yet that we can get the ball moving, I think. We're going to make some adjustments here to the line. Just to kind of help them with some of the youth out there, just kind of help them adjust and get settled in early. And that's kind of the goal going forward next week.
All right. Best luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.